Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Denny Griffin here, and tonight we're having a special program, Crime Rant Live, show number two. And with me tonight, our Crime Rant website operators, authors, lecturers, and crime experts, and investigative journalists, M. William Phelps.
Young historian.
And welcome welcome back, fellas.
Hey, Denny.
Thanks
nice
for cutting
to,
me off there, Matt.
That's what I seek to do, Greg. That's my goal.
You always do that, don't you? Hey, Denny, thanks for having us back.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad to have you. And we got a very nice response on your first show and a lot of good positive feedback, and people certainly wanted to hear you guys again. We're going to do something tonight a little different than the first time. We're going to be on for a half hour, and we're going to split the show up into basically three different segments, and I'll turn it over to you fellas in just a minute. And we're going to be taking phone calls or answering text questions in the last segment. So if anybody calls in, we'll be getting to the phone calls and answering any text messages in the last segment of the show. So why don't I turn it over to you fellas now, and we'll get started.
Now, is that your music there, Matt, in the background?
Yeah.
Are
is that
the Austrian Deliverance?
Yes, I got a little ditty here playing for our first story of the night here.
You know,
Dueling Banjos.
Okay, I love it. You know, we've been talking about that disgusting case out of Austria that has really got the whole country riveted, and I think everybody out there has been following it. We've got that creep that locked up his daughter for 24 years, had a bunch
of
kids with her. Yeah, 24 years. I mean, that really would that take the cake in this country or not?
No, we'd put up with it because the bar has been set so high that, we would absolutely put up with it. Greta would bitch about it. You know, Larry King.
What do you think Greta would say about it, though?
I don't know, she would just stick a microphone in somebody's face and say absolutely nothing and have no emotional response, as she often does.
Larry King would
snort a little bit, and you know.
Greta would say, how did you feel when you found out that she was trapped 24 years? Right?
Yeah, well, and then the woman would end up on Oprah crying, and Oprah would save her.
That's right. Well, that wouldn't be too bad. But, you know, they're talking today about a reunion that they brought these you know, there were some kids that got to live upstairs. Do you know about that, Matt?
Oh, no. Wait. Let me get this straight. Hot dogs, hamburgers, maybe a keg of Pabst Blue Ribbon or something like that, and an actual reunion.
Here's the thing. Half of the kids were sequestered, of course, in the basement with mom.
I don't know if sequestered's the right word.
They were kept down in the basement, yet three of the chosen few were able to live upstairs with the grandparents.
And service them, right?
Is that unbelievable?
It's really not. I mean, Wolfgang Puck is from Austria, right?
Absolutely.
That explains
a lot. We do love his pizza.
Some of us do. On the East Coast, we like New York pizza.
We're more West Coast out here, as you know.
Yeah, so you like the Wolfgang style with, you know.
We like the duck sausage and the arugula. But anyway, so we're talking about that a little bit, and if our people out there listening would like to chime in on Austria and what's going on there, we'd love to hear about that, what they're thinking too. Personally, I'm interested in finding out about the wife, what she knew and what she didn't know, because I find it really hard to believe.
What didn't she know?
Well, here's the thing. He pops up every now and then with a kid that says, our daughter couldn't take care of this kid.
The one who's
run away from the family. You know, the daughter couldn't take care of the kid, so here it is. Grandma, you raise it. And I'm thinking, come on.
Well, now, though, he is a suspect in an unsolved murder, right?
Yeah, that's right. Is that a neighbor, or who is that?
I don't know. And the Austrian press is billing it as House of Horrors. Now, Fred Rosen, if you're listening, this is, you know, I'd be all over it.
Up Fred's alley. He's gonna be all over this as his next book. Am I right?
Yeah. Hey, it's right. You know, it's his deal.
Yeah, definitely. The other story we've been thinking about on Crime Rant, and we've been talking about it a lot about it, Matt, is the case down there in Texas, the polygamous case.
Well, that's a little bit more serious because it happens here, and you know, it's stuff that happens in Austria we really could care less about because it's Austria and it's not America.
What happens in Austria stays in Austria. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. But when it happens in Texas, what I loved about this one was, this is what I loved about it. I loved the fact that these women would get on there and they'll cry and, oh, I got to have my kids back. We've done nothing wrong but celebrate God's love and all this malarkey. And that word actually should come back because people don't use malarkey enough anymore. But
no, more on the East Coast, I think.
But anyway, now come to find out now, right,
mm-hmm.
half of these kids, and I think there were 400 kids, right? So
yeah.
Half of these kids, right, are between the ages of 14 and 17. Half of them were either pregnant, are pregnant now, or had had kids already.
One just had a baby yesterday.
In a hospital,
the number of victims is going up.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. And Stephen Singler wrote a good blog for us on that. He just got back from Texas. He drove, what did he drive, like 32 hours straight or something to go down there, he said in his email.
I thought you were going to say, like, he drove a Mercedes or something. You were going to
know
what kind of car he drove.
No. He drove all night and all day, and he went down and he spent some time in the courtroom down there because he's got that book coming out, so it's right up his alley. But you know that story too, though, in a way, is it's not shocking. I mean, I was not shocked by that at all because, as I said earlier, the bar has been set so high in this country for crime, nothing shocks anymore.
You know,
I mean,
you know what? I'll tell you what shocked me was when they showed the pictures of the compound. All these white buildings and that giant tabernacle thing in the middle. And it's out in the middle of nowhere, okay? There's no fence around it, really. Of course, anybody driving by can see that. And
well,
it's huge.
And it's like a Scientology presence.
It's so bizarre looking. I mean,
it's like
I've
a
never
Disney.
Seen anything like it. Why hadn't we ever seen a picture of that?
It's
got
like
a thousand people living there.
It's something you'd see at Disneyland.
It looked fake, didn't it? It almost looked like someplace you might want to go to vacation.
Absolutely, like a resort.
Yeah.
Get a mud bath.
Let's go to the resort. Where do they put the towels out at 10 or 11? I mean, come on.
Get them. Well, you'll eat plenty of maid service, you know. And I would gather you get plenty of happy endings after the massages with a deal like that.
You know, there was another thing, just to change that subject a little bit, but keeping on track here. Another thing in the news today about that was that, like, half the kids, you know, have had broken bones. So
what, you
now
mean
a lot of, these are even the boys now. They're finding out that the boys were also abused or possibly were abused, which is really interesting. I mean, before we were thinking, well, this is just an enslavement of young girls, right?
Right.
And making them do whatever it is these creepy men wanted them to do. And, well, the mothers looked on, you know, and, of course, they felt that this was their calling, too, but now we find these boys were beaten and battered.
I didn't know that. I didn't know there was broken bones involved.
Half of the kids that had broken bones. Half. Is that unbelievable?
Your first book, you did some research in Pennsylvania with these. Now, were the Amish the same way? Were they abusing their kids?
You know, the funny thing, people ask that all the time. The thing about the Amish and about any of these, and I don't want to say the Amish is a cult. A lot of people think it is. But the whatever problem we have in our society, they have in theirs. So they've got their sexual molestation. It's just hidden, right?
Well, you've been to my house, the town I live in. They have the Swiss, right? And
yes.
They're the same way. They wear those big love type of skirts that look like they're
the
made out of
skirt?
Yeah, like they're made out of tablecloths,
uh-huh.
and they wear them and down to their ankles with white socks and sneakers. What's with the white socks and sneakers?
Well, better white socks than the flip flops. That's a bad look.
Well, you know, when I white socks and sneakers, when I think of that, remember those horrific images of Heaven's Gate with all those people had the white cloths over them, and they were wearing the Nike sneakers with the white socks, and they took the Kool-Aid.
Oh yeah. Remember
Haley's Comet or Big Bop Comet?
Yeah,
or whatever.
That was Heaven's. Where they were all laying there on their cots.
Yeah, that was
the tail of the comet off of heaven.
Most bizarre pictures you know, videotape I've seen in a long time. But, I mean...
Well, are the Swiss involved in some crime out there?
I don't know. I want to I'm thinking of infiltrating one of their cliques out here. I have some in my own neighborhood.
Do you,
you
have
know,
the white fox, though, or...
They have the hair up in the bun. They have the white socks with the sneakers, and they will not make eye contact with you. I was at the school last night for the science fair, and you know they will not make eye contact with you. And they don't use certain types of electricity, and they don't use this, they don't use that. However, they talk on their cell phones in the school. They drive SUVs. So it's like we like some things, but other things we shun. It's pick and choose, you know. And there's a little bit of mentality there that you can see that the polygamists, you know, okay, we'll abide by some of your laws, but you know what? We think God created all of the laws that we will abide to, not what the government has created for us, you know.
That's right. Our rules are supersede any other. We have some good comments. I just wanted to read one of them from Compass Rose, one of our posters.
Right.
She wrote this week on Stephen Singular's really excellent blog, by the way, and if you haven't read it, you ought to check it out. Compass Rose says, as a Christian, I will absolutely speak out against any distortion of twisting the word that allows some groups to abuse and demean people. And if other cultures allow multi-marriages or the abuse of a child, either the sexual assault of female children or the abandonment of male children, our culture does not. And what a bunch of cowards we have become if we let it happen and are deterred from stopping it because the mothers look like Ma Engel or they ignorantly and arrogantly claim they are allowed to do this because of religion. Hogwash. Evil hogwash. So Compass Rose let it all out, but she's right. We don't look
well, that's
the
an
way,
articulate articulate comment, and we need more articulate comments. That's very well thought out and very well spoken. And
that's right.
I like to read those because they add to the discussion. They move it forward. They don't get stuck in these arguments a lot of people like to get into on the blog. But anyway, getting back to the
well,
point.
Don't you think what she's kind of touching on is we look at these women, and they're in their prairie skirts, you know, and they're crying their eyes out, and we do feel sorry for them a little bit, don't we?
I don't. Not when they're sitting across from Diane.
Diane who?
Diane Sawyer or, you know, Matt Lauer. I mean, and they've now they're publicly coming out and they want to speak out against the court system that's holding the man's holding them down now. I don't feel one ounce of sympathy for them because of what they've allowed themselves to go through. Really,
I mean, a lot of them, you know, as you know, they grew up in this kind of thing. This is all they know. You know, they don't ever get off the
compound. I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that they don't know any better. Some, yes, but come on. Those older ones
some,
there?
Who know? We don't know, really. We don't know what's in the hearts and minds of other people. But I did think Compass Rose nailed it there with her comment, and she's definitely our comment of the week, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I'll give her 4 stars on that one.
All right.
What else we
now,
got?
Now, did we lose Denny just then as I heard a click? Did you hang up, Denny?
No, I'm here. I'm listening and enjoying the conversation. Fellas, we've gone over a little bit of our 10-minute mark for a break. You guys want to take a break for a minute? Or do you
sure.
Want
to keep going? Sounds good.
Okay, I've got a little announcement I need to make. And we have callers on holding, a caller from area code 408 and a caller from area code 919. So as soon as Greg and Matthew give me the word, I'll go ahead and 408 will be the first caller when they're ready. In the meantime, what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about a special crime situation I have coming up on May 7th. And I'm calling it Death on the Beach, A Mother's Fight for Justice. And this is the story of a lady whose son was found dead on a beach in Florida on February 18th, 2007. He was 21 years old. And it was ruled initially as an accidental drowning. And the mother accepted that. And then a couple of weeks after the death, information started coming in that caused her to have second thoughts about how her son died. And right now we're in a situation where there's allegations that the investigation may have been botched by the sheriff's department. And there in my mind, several similarities to the Natalie Holloway case in that respect, that the investigation may not have been what it should have been to begin with.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
that shocks me.
So I'm going to have the mother and a local newsman who's been covering the story on May 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to talk to them and see what they have to say and ask them some questions about their allegations and where the investigation stands. The woman's having trouble now dealing with the bureaucracy, trying to get the case reopened and new evidence looked at, including on at least two occasions, two people have admitted to killing her son, and they've never been interviewed. So it's kind of a bizarre situation.
Competent police force.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, someone admits to a murder, I say we don't interview them. I say, you know, let them come again to us, then we'll go after them.
We need to be sure.
We need to be positive.
So hopefully
we'll highlight that on Crime Rant when that shows up.
Okay.
And where is this now? Is this in where? Bakersfield, California or something? I mean,
Santa Rosa County, Florida.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You're speaking of deliverance, you know what I'm saying?
I've never been there, but that's what I'm hearing. That's what we're into. It should be interesting. And in fact, what I'll do is I'll email you, you fellas, the announcement on it. And there's a couple of website links where, you know, there's updates posted on how the investigation stands or how her efforts to resume the investigation stand.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Okay.
We're
thank
in.
You. Do you want to resume?
Let's take a call.
Okay. Caller 408. I'm going to go to you first. 408, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Raven Mist.
Raven Mist, one of our favorites.
Hi, Raven, how are you?
I'm good, Matt. How are you? Yeah, I have to say this. You felt the voice all sound alike.
I can't really hear you.
You
say
felt
that again?
Voice sound alike.
Oh, yeah, well, thank you.
I don't know if it's good or bad. I just was going through some of the news places, and there's no info on the wife or the mother with that Austrian case.
Oh, the deliverance case in Austria?
The deliverance, yeah.
It's more like the Cellar of Horrors. I like that better.
Yeah,
I've
like
seen
that.
That's too Fred Rosen. Cellar of Horrors is, you know, a little bit too Fred Rosen. I like...
You like deliverance. That's too...
It's too 70s.
Yeah, it's really 270s. We'll dig into her. We'll see
we'll look into. We'll
with.
Get our. Hey, Mark, make a note, Greg. Get our people on the mother.
We're all over the mother.
Yeah.
We're all over the.
Thanks
mother.
For the call, Raven.
No problem. Have
and stick you. With us, okay?
I will.
All righty.
Hey, Greg. You know, I guess we should
is
talk.
Matt
maybe
talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, did I sound like Denny?
I thought it was me.
Oh, I guess we should talk a little bit about the Hollywood a moment of the week here for a minute.
Well, you know,
I'm outraged.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things going on. We always like Hollywood Crime and Crime Rant. I don't know, Denny, if you've checked it out, but every now and then, you know, somebody in Hollywood does something stupid, and we're all over it, and our readers seem to like it. And this week, it's been kind of been interesting this week. We've had, we've had Miley Cyrus take her top off for Vanity Fair, and, you know, Matt has a little girl, so he's all over that, and I'll let Matt speak to that.
A Hannah Montana fan, and it's not that I'm a prude or nothing. It's just that the bar, again, is set so high that this is
the
not
low.
Shocking. this is not shocking that a 15-year-old girl is on Vanity Fair, which is, you know, for all intents and purposes, an adult magazine. Catering to the wealthy, basically, that magazine, or the upper class, I should say. And
listen, I get it, and I'm not upper class or wealthy, so.
Well, no, you look at the jewelry ads, and it's all, the first 100 pages of that magazine is advertisements. I mean, and I know you get it just for Dominique Dunn's name-dropping column. That's why you get it. That's why I know you read it. But no, it's disgusting. It really is disgusting.
First we have Jamie Lynn Spears, Britney's sister. We don't even want to go with Britney, okay? So we
Jamie
go Jamie Lee gets knocked up
yeah.
on her
and that's okay.
Show.
And that's
and
okay.
Yeah, we're all getting stuff for the shower. We're all getting our gifts, I guess, online.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
now we got Miley, Hannah Montana, who was the good girl. Now
making $1 million a week. Making $1 million a week on tour.
I'll tell
making.
You what really killed me on that. I don't know if you've seen the photos, but there's a photo of her and her dad cuddled
that
up like their boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm telling you, that was like creepy beyond.
That is a real, real, real strange photograph. But, you know, and Miley's comment to, I don't know, one of the magazines was, you don't say no to Leibovitz. Well, come on. You know, your parents are there to say no. The
well,
parents
you,
were...
listen, you say no to anything that you feel is wrong. You
right.
know, come on. That's
right.
what you're supposed to say no.
Right.
If you're uncomfortable, you say no. Because
yeah.
you know
no.
in the back of your head, taking your top off is not a good idea for the photo.
No means no, period, you know. But, you know, if you're Hannah Montana, you know, she should have claimed Hannah Montana did that photo shoot, not Miley. That's what she
yeah.
should have done. See, Hannah Montana can be the whore. Miley can be the
good
the,
girl.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
what is she doing in that photo getting it on with her dad practically? That was ridiculous.
I don't know.
That's
it,
poor judgment on his part.
Because yeah,
he wasn't there when the shirt came off, you know. He says he left the room.
Well, he's got to say that.
You know, God, excuse me, you know, I'm going to leave the room now. Do whatever you want with my kid.
Yeah, he's
got to
say that. I wasn't around for that. I didn't see
yeah.
that happen.
I didn't
you
see
know.
It happen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, we had a couple of other things. We had, you know, this. You know Gary Dorden, the guy from CSI?
Oh, my gosh.
Rick Warwick is the character he plays on that show. And I used to love CSI, you know, and I still guess I do watch it. But, you know, he was busted this week.
With,
you know, with possessing,
yeah.
he had heroin, cocaine,
a virtual
ecstasy.
Pharmacy.
He did. He was found early in the morning in Palm Springs. The cop knocked on his window and said, you know, I know you're the CSI guy. Busted him and brought him in. You know, and I think, is this like life imitating art, imitating life, imitating prison? I mean, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's...
There's
it,
something
well,
bizarre there with that. So that guy
He's the guy who is always on the show. Everything he does... is full of drama. You ever notice that whatever he's doing, it's dramatic. He
yeah.
never smiles. I'm going to
well,
the bathroom.
Troubled. See, he's got a gambling problem on the show.
Right, right.
And he's living in Vegas. He's in Temp City, you know, tempting everything around him. You know?
Right.
So he's having trouble. Then the other thing we have this nut, this woman at UCLA Medical Center, okay, selling the celebrities' records. LaWanda Jackson.
LaWanda Jackson.
No, LaWanda.
LaWanda
Jackson. She made like $5,000 from selling, you know, well, they don't even say which medical files she's selling, but they're medical files of the stars. And I'm thinking, you know, people will do anything for money, won't they? Isn't there anything that should be private?
Well, she's only making, what, like $8 an hour behind the, she. What is she, did she do work in a cafeteria at the hospital?
No.
Or is she a candy
records.
Striper?
She worked in records.
She worked in records.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you see
had,
an opportunity. Hey, listen, you see an opportunity, you take it. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? You don't know how long in this economy. She's probably going to go to court and blame George Bush. In this economy, you don't know how long your job's going to be there for you. So you see an opportunity.
So
you
got to cash in.
You got to cash in.
Whenever
you know?
Can.
And here's the thing with something like this. Here's the thing. She gets caught. She goes to court, right?
Mm-hmm.
She gets a slap on the wrist. What happens when she walks out of court? She goes on Entertainment Tonight, and she apologizes.
There's
it's
Greta
a win-win.
Greta saying, how did you feel when you were arrested?
How did you feel when you were taking those records?
Yeah.
How did
so,
you feel?
Hey, Danny, have you got another call for us?
Yes, we do. Area code 919, you're on with your question.
Raven better not be your only best, you know, favorite person.
Okay, who's this?
Dean from NC.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Hi,
Jeannie NC. You're in the top 10.
Yeah, you're in the top 10. You make the cut.
Okay,
make
that's
it.
Cool. You know. How you guys
so
doing?
What's the question? We're doing great. We're doing great. We're you know, we're
busy.
Very busy. Very busy. But what do you got for us tonight?
I have to tell you, you know, I've been reading up on the news and the murder that they're charging that dude with is apparently the daughter birth set of twins, and he killed one of the two.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He
only one. He only killed one, though.
He killed one.
He killed the loud one.
Yeah.
I don't remember what happened, but they said that he burned it outside. So my question is, today they came out and this guy was saying, oh, I've been on vacation with him several times, and I've been in the house at least three times, the last time in 1995. Why didn't that dude hear them?
Well, here's it. One guy lived there 12 years with them. That he never knew.
Is it soundproof down there or something?
I mean, Joseph Fritzl must have been an amazing, creep. He must have been amazing at hiding whatever it is he was hiding.
Joseph Fritzl.
Yeah, Fritzl Schnitzel.
I love it.
Like soundproofed because anybody trying to yell, I guess the kids didn't know any different being in that life, but...
Well, the kids didn't know they were, incestuous because
no
one told them. You know what I'm saying?
The kids had their own freaking language. This is true. They were raised in isolation. They use words no one else knows.
So they're definitely going to be
like
an Oprah.
Like Land of the Lost here.
They're definitely going to be an Oprah.
Definitely.
And Joseph will probably be via satellite, prison.
Denny, how are we on time, Denny?
We got about 4.5 minutes.
They definitely have all already reunited, and I think Jerry Springer should be on their agenda, too.
Oh, yes. Like, if this is Jerry's comeback.
That's America. When you're a security guard on a television show and you're funny, you get your own show.
I could not believe that when I saw that. I was like, are you kidding me?
Please. Well, hey, Gene, thanks for the call.
Yeah,
Gene
and Steve.
You guys were talking about the women of the ranch, why they wouldn't know any better, et cetera. There are indications that they might be
drug
women from the other camps. They were born in other camps many, many, many years ago. And so that's why they don't know any better, because they were born into it.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, they're
we
transplants.
Yeah.
Transplants.
Transplants from other compounds.
From other cults.
Compounds.
Okay.
From
now, Jeannie, I'm going to have to let you go because there's a major thing we need to talk about before we're cut off.
Okay.
Matt, this week, Matt had a very interesting conversation with somebody that I think we should mention and talk about a little bit. Matt was talking to Drew Peterson this week. So, Matt, what's up with that?
Oh, yeah, I've been writing a blog about that and wondering when I'm going to post it. Drew Peterson and his attorney, Joel Brodsky, we had a conference call last week, and they wanted me to do a book. And I turned them down.
Talk about swimming in a toilet there. Come on.
Well, I didn't call them. They came to me. So, of course, why wouldn't I listen to them? I mean, I'd be stupid not to. I spoke to them guys for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and I was told many, many things that have never been made public that are quite interesting.
So tell our Crime Rant people one little nugget before this thing hangs up on us.
Well, the one little nugget that the first thing I said, if I ever did a book, I'd want you to take a lie detector test. And they got back to me on that one. So I'll save that answer for the blog.
Okay. Well, is that going to go up tomorrow?
I don't know. Maybe next week.
And I've got one more announcement about Crime Rant. We do have Thomas Laudamy coming back, and he's the guy who writes to all of the convicted felons. He was a very popular columnist for us about a year ago and then disappeared.
What happened to him?
I don't know. We didn't really kind of get into that. But anyway, he's coming back, and he's corresponding with Bobby Cutts, all these people you've been reading about. I think our readers are going to really like it.
Oh, Bobby Cutts is writing to him?
Yeah. You know, Thomas, the minute they're in the can, he's off writing a letter to him. He's awesome.
He should write to Joseph Fritzl and find out about that reunion. And
he's probably
Oprah.
Typing out a letter right now. He's having it translated into Austrian so we can get over there. You know, I believe I want to hear your side of the story.
I'm sure Joseph, if he comes to New York, he'll have a book contract in about, 3 minutes, Joseph.
Oh, yeah. He and Reverend Wright together. Okay.
Gentlemen, we're down to our last few seconds. I want to thank you so much again for doing this. Very informative, and I hope we can do it again in the future.
Well, we didn't get to the Jimi Hendrix sex tape. I have a note here about the Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, or Vanilla Ice abuse charge. We didn't get to that.
Yeah, we'll have to get
there's a lot going on, so maybe another time, okay?
Very good. And if I just might mention before we disconnect, I was the featured blogger on In Cold Blog today, so if anybody's interested in some Las Vegas crime stuff, check it out. And thank you very much, guys, and let me know when you're ready, and we'll do it again.
All right. Thanks, Denny.
Okay. Good night now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.